Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, text number 38 to 40. Kritadishu prajarajan kalau ichanti sambhavam kalau khalu bhavishyanti नारायणपरायणः कृतादिषु प्रजाराजन् कलौ इच्छन्ति सम्भवम् कलौ खलु भविष्यन्ति नारायणपरायणः कृतादिषु प्रजाराजन् कलौ इच्छन्ति सम्भवम् कलौ खलु भविष्यन्ति नारायणपरायणः Mataji's translation. My dear king, the inhabitants of Satyayuga and other ages eagerly desired to take birth in this age of Kali. Since in this age there will be many devotees of the Supreme Lord Narayan, these devotees will appear in various places but will be especially numerous in South India. O Master of men, in the age of Kali, those persons who drink the waters of the holy rivers of Dravida Desh, such as Tamraparani, Kritamala, Payaswini, the extremely pious Kaveri and the Pratichi Mahanadi, will almost all be pure-hearted devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Purport, we'll read second part. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the words kvachit kvachit in this verse indicate that in Kali Yuga, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya will appear in Gauda Desh, in the district of Nadia. And from this pivotal point, he will gradually expand the flood of love of Godhead to cover the entire earth. Many exalted devotees such as Sri Advaita Acharya also take birth in Gauda Desh. The process of chanting the holy name of Krishna, Krishna Kirtan, is not limited to Kali Yuga. In the Vishnu Dharma, in relation to the story of fallen son of Kshatriya, it is stated, Na desha niyamastatra, na kala niyamastatha, na uchishtado nishedhascha, shri hare naam ni lubdhakaha. There is no restriction of place or time, nor any injunction forbidding the accepting of remnants of foods, etc., when one has become greedy to chant the name of Sri Hari. Similarly, it is stated in the Skanda Puran, the Vishnu Dharma and the Vaishakha Mahatmya section of the Padma Puran, Chakrayudhasya Namani Sada Sarvatra Kirtayet, the name of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has the disc as his weapon, should be glorified always and everywhere. Similarly, the Skanda Purana states, Nadesha kala vastatma shuddhi adhikam apekshate kintu svatantram evetam namakamita kamadam. The name of the Lord need not be chanted with regard to place, time, circumstantial conditions, preliminary self-purification or any other factors. Rather, it is completely independent of all other processes and rewards all the desires of those who eagerly chant it. Similarly, it is stated in the Vishnu Dharma, Kalo krita yugam tasya kalistasya krite yuge yasya chetasi govindo hridaye yasya nachutaha. For one who has Lord Govinda in his heart, Satya Yuga becomes manifest in the midst of Kali. And conversely, even Satya Yuga becomes Kali Yuga for one who does not have the infallible Lord in his heart. The holy name of Krishna is potent everywhere, at all times and in all circumstances. Therefore, one should always chant in the holy names of the Lord, either in the Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga, in heaven, in hell or in Vaikuntha. Krishna's holy name is eternally non-different from him. And Krishna is eternally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus it is not that the holy name is powerful in this age only, because other processes are not effective. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the holy name of the Lord, for my purification and for your satisfaction. So today, in this verse, the translation says that the inhabitants of Satya Yuga and other ages are eagerly desiring to take birth in this age of Kali. The question becomes, why? Among the all incarnation of the Lord, the holy name of the Lord is the most accessible. That's why there are two quotations given, that anywhere and everywhere we can take shelter of the holy name. There are no restrictions as per other processes may require. But at the same time, the holy name is most powerful to destroy the impurities. That's why Kevalashtakam says that, Pavanam Pavane Bhyopi, that it has the power to purify the person most. That is why the Satyuga people and all other ages, they are comparatively at the higher stages, but still they want to come to the Kali Yuga. That is the speciality of Kali Yuga, where the Lord gives something which He has not given in any other ages. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that. Bhattacharya kahe ai madhura vachan, Chaitanya re srishti sei prema sankirtan. Bhattacharya is explaining that the transcendental sound vibration created by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this transcendental sound vibration Hare Krishna Mahamantra is prema sankirtana, that is the love of Godhead, the congregational chanting of love of Godhead. Avatari Chaitanya Kaila Dharma Pracharana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended only for this, to give dharma for this Kali Yuga. What is the dharma? Kali Kale Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana. So this is the age of Kali Yuga. The only dharma is to chant the holy name of Lord Sri Krishna. And those who follow this dharma, they are called as the most intelligent people. Sankirtana Yagye Kare Tare Kara Aradhana. So those who are born in this Kali Yuga and they take up this process of Sankirtan Yagya to please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Saita Sumedha, they are the most intelligent people. Ara Kali Hatajan, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that others who do not take to this process and stick to other processes, they are called as people who are bereft of all knowledge and victims of Kali. So this is the main reason why all the people of the higher ages, I mean Satya Yuga and other ages, they want to come to Kali Yuga to take the advantage of the easiest process, but the most powerful process, where they can purify their existence. That's why a few verses before we have described this verse that Kalim Sabhai Jayanti Arya Gunagya Sarabhagina. It's Sarabhagina, the people who are very intelligent, who are very much interested only in the essence. They worship Kali. Worshipping Kali. Why? Because they know that it is full of faults, but one most important thing is there. Yatra Sankirtane Neva Sarva Swartho Upalabhyate. Just by vibrating a tongue, we can fulfill all our desires. The most swartha, the biggest swartha of every living entity is to get out of this material world and establish ourselves in this swarupa dharma, that is, in the service of Krishna. So as compared to other yugas, this Kali Yuga is such a yuga where people are not qualified at all. They have no capacity to do anything, not even enjoy material senses properly. Still, the Kali, why people are, these people who are Sarabhagina are worshipping Kali? Because Kali is providing the opportunity where we can get Krishna very easily. The definition of Kali is given that Kama Lati Dadati Krishna Iti Kali. Kama Lati Dadati Dadati Krishna. Kali is giving Krishna very easily. So this is the most important factor in Kali Yuga. But one question may arise that, you know, in other ages there are so many facilities to enjoy. What makes Kali Yuga very special? Suppose in this temple hall, we find a diamond. So naturally question may arise that this is not the place where we can find diamond, right? So the question we'll ask that from where it has appeared. We have to search it. Similarly, the Kali Yuga mentality, as a person comes in Satyuga and specifically not purify his life, then he comes down to the Kali Yuga, where it is specific, the atmosphere is specifically such a way arranged that he becomes so helpless. But the desire to enjoy is too much. He has been frustrated all along through all the ages and came to this situation where his hopes have increased too much, but is not satisfaction to the very, even any percentage, he has not satisfied anything. So he becomes so helpless that now, because he is a human being, we know that as the upper yuga, there is so much facility to enjoy, and the lower planetary system, there is too much misery. So both are not conducive to take any shelter. Too much happiness makes us proud. And too much distress, we become so frustrated, hopeless, that there is no way we can think of anything, get out of it. We become so miserable. But in this earthly planet, in Kali Yuga, specifically human beings who has an intelligence, can inquire about the spiritual life. That exactly why are we suffering? So the diamond analogy, what it explains that, in this material world, all of us have an experience of frustration in all sorts of life. Our experiences with relationships, the enjoyment, all ends at death. All relationships end at death. But still we see that Yudhishthira Maharaj says, Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam. So everybody is searching for the lasting happiness. Isn't it? So everywhere surrounding is temporary and frustration. The atmosphere, but the core is searching for what? Eternal happiness, which is not here. And that makes us, that prompts him to find out Atado Brahma Jigyasa. So the place where a diamond should not be there and diamond is there, that prompts us to find out this, the from where it has come. Similarly, the material world, where everything is temporary and frustrating, still we are finding happiness everlasting, eternal happiness. That means we were in that situation where the natural situation was, we were happy. Tatha ganam natyam gamanam api vamshi priyasakhi, isn't it? So every moment we were happy. But now we are in the situation where it exactly opposite situation is there. So that prompts the people to take shelter of Krishna very eagerly. There is hunger. In too much facility, there is no need. Bhagavatam describes the episode where Indra was so much glorified by all people that when Brahaspati enters, he didn't recognize that Guru has come. That is because of pride. So much facility. So that's why this third canto of Brahma describes that even demigods, that he himself wants to come to Kali Yuga. It is very easy to take shelter of Krishna because of hunger. Helpless condition where people can take shelter. Which other worlds, upper and lower planetary system, doesn't provide that facility which Kali Yuga provides. We see generally the material world slogan is happily ever after. Happily ever after. Whenever a movie ends, they say that happily ever after. Everybody wants to live happy and ever after, eternal. But Bhagavad Gita says exactly opposite. There is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. You can't stay happy. It is dukkhalayam, means you will get dukkha. And you can't stay here also eternally. Ashashvatam. You have to get out. So this ashashvatam and dukkhalayam should prompt everyone to take shelter. Just like in CC, Kuruma Brahman is when he sees Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that, you know, this Vishaya Tarange na Sahipita Pare. Sahite na Pare ye Vishanga Taran. Prabhu Krupakara Amar Sange. I mean Prabhu Krupakara Yan Ara Toma Sange. Let me come with you because I cannot tolerate this waves of misery in this material world. This materialistic lifestyle itself is a such an ocean where it's full of misery. So I cannot tolerate this. So that, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, don't say like this. Grahe rahi and lai Krishna naam, nirantara laib. He says that grahe rahi Krishna naam nirantara laib. So there is no need of leaving anything, just we have to change our attitude. What is to be done? So take shelter. Sankirtana yagya tara kara aradhan. So take Harinam. Through Harinam we can get away with all this misery. So here it is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying is that we have to take Nirantara Nama. So it is very difficult to take Nirantara Nama. Only few people who have achieved this stage of Shuddha Nama, they can take the glories of holy name are so much. We are like, so while, whenever we, I mean, don't take into, don't come to this conclusion that when I am giving this quotations that I have come to this stage. We all have to come to this stage of Shuddha Nama where we should focus more. So by discussing our goal, we strive for achieving it. So Rupa Goswami says that how we have to come to this stage. He says, Tunde Tandavili Vitanute Tundavali Labdhaye. He says, when this holy name, the Krishna, No Jane Janita Kuryabhir Abdhir, Krishneti Varnadvai. See, this syllable Krishna, these are so powerful effect on my tongue that whenever I chant these two names, these two syllable Krishna, then what happens? I desire to have a millions of mouths. Now we have never ever experience of such kind of exist. I mean, all of us like prasad, isn't it? But do we desire to have a millions of mouths? Never, because the prasad also has some level, I mean some limitation, where after some time we can't even take it. But Krishna Nama has no limitation. So he says we can take millions of mouths and we can take eternally we can chant. Karana Krodha Kadambini Ghatayate Sarvendri Karanam Brudebhya Spruham. I can desire for thousands of years so that this holy name can enter within my ear. Cheta Prangada Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyanam Kritim. Because all the senses and mind is troubling me, but this, when Krishna, this name, when it dances on my, in core of my heart, all the Indriyana, Sarvendriyanam Kritim, they become, all Indriyas become inert. And my mind, which is so obstinate, becomes conquered. That is the power of this holy name of Krishna. So all the problems can be solved if we take to this process of Sankirtan Yajna. But presently when we chant, sometimes it really appears that it's very difficult to even chant Hare Krishna. So somebody who has achieved Shuddhanam can feel to have so many mouths and I can chant eternally, but on sadhaka level we may feel that this same Krishna, the experience might be that Kaliya is having Krishna, you know, jumping, dancing on his head. The experience he is having, we may have it on our tongue. Sometimes it becomes very difficult when we are sick or, you know, we are distressed. It's very difficult to chant. So, when we take shelter of the acharyas who have come up to this stage, so they give us hope that whatever situation you are, we have to achieve this goal. Kulashekhar Maharaj writes that Tattvam Bruvanani Parama Parastat. This holy name, what it gives, this Tattvam, this is the supreme absolute truth. Which Tattvam Bruvanani Paramam Parastat. It is the supreme absolute truth, which when we chant, so he is actually praying to his tongue. Pravartaya Pranjalir Asmit Jivve. He says Pranjalir Asmit Jivve. He is praying to his jiva that Pravartaya. Recite what? Namani Narayana Gocharani. Recite the names of Lord Krishna, my dear tongue. I am begging at your feet. I am begging to you with folded hands. Why? Because Madhuksharanti Eva Muda Avahani. That holy name of Krishna is the only way I can get happiness. Muda Avahani. It brings happiness as if excluding honey. Muda. Madhu Ksharanteva. Just like dripping honey when we chant holy name of Krishna. So never ever we pray to so many people. People pray to Krishna, demigods, people, other people, highly qualified people. But never ever we pray to our own body. Have you ever prayed in front of our mirror? So, the Kulashekhar Maharaj is in the stage where he doesn't identify himself with the body. He sees his body and himself different. So, such people are, Krishna is everything. That your body itself can be used for crossing this material ocean. Bhagavatam describes, Nridehaṁ ādyam sulabham sudurlabham, plavam sukalpam guru karanadharam. This human body which we are getting is a sulabham sudurlabham. It's a very fantastic facility, sulabham, to cross the ocean of material existence. Plavam sukalpam. But sudurlabham, it is very rare, very, very fortunate people get this human body. So this, we come to this Satya Yuga people who wants to take birth in the Kali Yuga. So, Kali Yuga, where the holy name has been given, right now we are in this situation, is such a fortune that human birth, one day of Brahma consists of 14 Manus. One Manu has 71, one Manu's lifespan is 1000 Chatur Yuga cycle. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. Like this, 1000. So, in that, in one day of Brahma, Krishna comes in Dwapara Yuga. And followed by that, Kali Yuga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So, the combination, see. And in that, Kali Yuga, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, there are so many facilities. 84 lakh species of life. Bodies are available. But still, somebody who is fortunate enough, he gets what? Human body. So it's very, very, very sudurlabham. Even that is not sufficient. There are so many people in this now. Presently, there are so many people have a human body. But still, Guru Karana Dharam. So, Brahmanda Brahmate Kuna Bhagyavan Jiva. Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata. It's very, very important that even having this opportunity, we should have a shelter of Guru who can guide us to take shelter of holy name. Otherwise, nobody, we now day and every day we preach to people, chant Hare Krishna. How many people take shelter of it? So unless we have faith and surrender to someone, we don't listen to anybody. So Guru Karana Dharam. So this boat is there, which is such a facility can be used to cross this material ocean. At the same time, there is a limited time period. It's not that you just plavam sukalpam. Because this ocean storm also comes. We don't know when the storm will come in the form of death. So this boat is anyway going to get drowned. Everybody, the human body is going to die. Now the question comes that with all the facilities, which even demigod, I mean Brahma, all demigod, all Satyuga, all the powerful preachers, people who are well qualified than us, they are aspiring for that and we have. And if we don't use it, then we are called as Atmaha, a person who are committing willingly suicide. That is our great fortune, that everybody is aspiring for that, but how much we are giving time to this holy name, I mean shelter of holy name. These kind of things, you know, temporarily gives us boost that, okay, let me, now onwards let me take shelter of holy name and I'll chant. From Srimad Bhagavatam is a full of experiences of devotees who are taking great advantage of such situation. Akrura, who for a long time has not taken darshan of Krishna, when he gets the opportunity to go to Vrindavan and bring Krishna Balaram, then he, in the road, what is his mindset? He says, maivam mama adhamasyapi, adhamasyapi, syat evachyuta darshanam. I am so much, I am adham, I am lowest of men. But still I am going to see Krishna today. To see, to have a darshan of Krishna needs tremendous piety. Today I am going to get darshan of Krishna. Riyamanam kalanadyam kvachit tarati kashchana. We have a word here, kvachit tarati, in the purport. So kvachit tarati, why he says that? That this is the arrangement of Krishna, that somehow we have done some pious activity, some help to devotees, or have prayed to Krishna in some lifetime or in this lifetime, that we have come to the process. So he says, even in the ocean or nadya, kala nadya, he says, kala nadya means this ocean. Riyamanam kala nadya, if you find some wood in the ocean, it's very rare that it can find shore. It will get swept away. But kvachit tarati kashchana, even that, somehow or other, some way will bring it to the shore. So similarly, we have no hope to come out of this material world, but still, the person like me, adhamasyapi, is going to get darshan of Krishna. That means everybody can get out of this material world. Kachit tariti kashchana. It is only mercy of Krishna. Somehow he brings the devotee close to him. First, on this, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that when we know the glories of holy names, now we have discussed too much on holy name, but how many people are there who take shelter of holy name, who take advantage of holy name? There are two. He says that some bear only the burden and only others who appreciate the true worth of the thing. So neophyte will take to the chanting, just like a burden. I mean, it has been, I have taken a vow, no attention. He is doing it. No attention to it. Just like if somebody joins a gym to grow his muscle, and he sees that we have to lift a weight. So initially he lifts the weight, he says, it's very heavy. Who will do it? So he just said, forget about weight, I'll just do this. He is doing it. What will happen? Muscle will grow. Some will happen. Something will happen. But not the, for what he has joined the gym, that purpose is not solved. So he is thinking about the price. How much price I am giving? 2 hours to chanting. So that he is price, he sees. but never sees the prize, P-R-I-Z-E. What I am getting out of this chant? So only few will appreciate the worth of the prize of what we are doing. So he says, so Prabhupada takes to this that anyway, when you are Navasadaka or the advanced soul, keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because eventually all were neophytes here. What has happened? They have taken this medicine and eventually they became purified. So Krishna's name was sweet always. I mean, amongst all the sweet things, he is the sweetest. His name is the sweetest. But we are jaundice patient. Like avidya. Syat Krishna nama charitapi, sitapi avidya. But we have pitta upatapta rasanasta narochikanu. We don't get taste of Krishna as sweet because we have a pitta. So, what Acharya says, kintu adarat anudinam khaluseva justa. Even though you don't have taste, intellectually, jaundice patient knows that this sugar cane juice is sweet, but he doesn't experience it. Immediately he can't, because you have to take, kintu adarad, respectfully, keep taking it. Anudinam. Then, khalu seva jushta, swadvi. Then, little bit swad will come. The neophyte, when he does harinam with aparad, nama aparad, then eventually namabhas stage comes. Sometimes he feels, I have chanted very nicely today. It is namabhas. Eventually it will come to Shuddhanam. But if he has to go on taking this medicine every day, then sometime what will happen? Swadvi karmad bhavati tadagada mulahantri. This disease will be thrown out completely, destroyed from the root. Rupa Goswami gives this guarantee that if we do that, then we will come to this stage. Eventually. So, Prabhupada writes in one statement that we should always relish the verses where this honey of holy name has been glorified. So, Sanatana Goswami writes that Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupam Murare Viramita Nija Dharma Dhyana Pujadi Yatnam. All glories to the sweet holy name of Krishna. What it does, what it causes when one takes viramita nija dharma dhyana puja vyatnam. It causes a devotee who takes the holy name to give up all conventional religious duties, meditation and worship. And katham api sakrud atam muktidam praninam yat. The living entity, when somehow or other, even once, sakrud names this holy name, takes this holy name, he gets muktidam. He achieves liberation. Highest kind of liberation is what? To connection to Krishna. That's why he says, paramam amrutam ekam jivanam. This paramam amrutam, holy name of Krishna is the paramam amrutam, greatest nectar. Ekam jivanam, it's my life and it is my very life. Bhushanam me, my treasure. It's my only treasure. So just like we see miser, what miser's job is, miser what he does, he never spends money. He just collects. So Rupa Goswami says that vicheyani vicharyani vichintyani puna puna krupanasya dhananeva tvam namani bhavantuna. He just like krupana, he always he does three things only. Vicheyani, he collects. Vicharyani, he counts how much he, and vichintyani, how much he remembers, how much he, in his bank, this bank, this bank, this bank, this bank, only this. He says, similarly, let me only do these three things. Let me count, let me collect the holy names, let me count them. That's why we have, from six Goswami, they used to chant, count how much we have chanted. Kripanasadana, and they remember Krishna holy name. So this, Shravanam Kirtanam should bring to the Smaranam level. Then, that is the highest stage. So, So right now, Navasadhaka is just Sravanam Kirtanam, he keeps doing it, and then it has to come to the Smaranam stage. Once husband comes from the office and wife welcomes him, and she asks casually, what you did the whole day? So he's already tired. Still he says, if I shout at her, then she will create a big mess. So he said, I was thinking of you all day. So she becomes very happy that he was thinking about me whole day. So she in a happy mood, she says that, oh, she starts saying that, I have prepared a sabji, your favorite sabji, and our son has passed the grade, so many things. And she sees that he's watching TV. He's absorbed in watching TV. So she comes and chastises him. Right now I am before you, and I am talking to you, and you are not listening to me. And how can I believe that you were thinking about me whole day? You are not paying attention to me when I am here, and you are saying whole day I am thinking about you. So Radha Gopinath Prabhu once asked this question to Maharaj, that, you know, Maharaj, so many sevas, when can we get privacy with Krishna? I don't get private time with Krishna. Maharaj says, 2 hours every day you have japa, what is that? You and Krishna, everything waits, everything can wait. So this private time, if you give, so 2 hours, what is chanting 2 hours is, we are inviting Krishna in our consciousness. When he permits in our consciousness, then we can carry him for our rest 22 hours. So similarly, this man who was not given attention to his wife, but when she was there, how can he think of her whole day? Similarly, if we don't focus on Krishna, who is with us specifically, we may be sitting with so many people, but everybody is in their own world, either with Krishna or with past or future. But we have, if we keep focusing on Krishna when he is with us, then naturally we will see that he is with us other 22 hours. That's why Krishna says, Dadame buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. What does that mean? If you give time to Krishna for 2 hours, then rest of the day, whenever every situation, he will guide us. How can you think of me? How to come to me closer? So when we take one step towards Krishna, so it is said that Krishna takes 1,000 steps. Isn't it? So if Krishna doesn't come to us, we have to go to him. So basically, when we take one step towards him, he expands that step 1,000 times so that we come closer to him. So that is what Krishna does in Kali Yuga. The speciality of Kali Yuga is Chirad Adattam Nija Gupta Vittam Swa Prema Nama Amritam Ati Udara. So he says Chirad Adattam. Chirad means for long time, which has not been given. Adattam Nija Gupta Vittam. His personal treasury, confidential, Gupta treasury, he is going to give. What is that? Nija Gupta Vittam Prema Nama Amrutam. The nectar of his love, prema and holy name. Ati Udara, because he has not given yet to anyone before in any avataras. But to whom? Apamaram yo vitatara gaura. He is distributing to everyone, even to the lowest of being. The most sinful person also can get. Apamaram yo vitatara gaura. Krishno janebhya tam aham prapadde. To this magnanimous, munificent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my humble obeisances. So this facility overall is given to us, which is hankering, which is the goal of even the Satyuga people, all other, even demigods wants to take birth and take shelter of this holy name. So this is our opportunity. So we pray today that from today onwards we chant attentively 2 hours so that we can get mercy of Krishna all our day and all our life. థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. హరే కృష్ణ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి, శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి నిదాయి గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే.